Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What was that? Let me tell you something right now. I have watched a lot of Yankee games. A lot. I mean, I'll even tell you about Dale Berra, Bobby Meacham, Butch Weidegger. I mean, last night's Yankee game, all right, was, I think, inarguably the most pathetic performance that you could possibly muster up on a baseball diamond.
And it's so hard to say that, though. I hear what you're saying, but it's hard to say it because Gerrit Cole was so damn good. We left this show saying, what's Gerrit Cole going to do? It's a rematch against Luis Castillo. What's he going to do?
Yep.
Are we worried about him getting smashed around and giving up three home runs in the first inning? What's Gerrit Cole going to do? He goes out and pitches a gem over seven innings. A gem.
Uh-huh.
That's the Gerrit Cole. That's the ace that we need in Gerrit Cole right there. And then we get Donut.
Take.
Donut on the scoreboard.
Take. 13 innings, zero runs, three hits. 0-for-10 runners in scoring position. But the best part, really, which is code for the worst part, is that the Yankees on the bases were beyond unprofessional. If you didn't listen, it was a late game. So I don't want to assume all you saw this. I just want to take you through this. And I got a question for you, Teague. Big picture.
Yep.
About Aaron Boone and the Yankees. So three straight innings, you have the ghost runner. Erased. Due to poor fundamentals. 10th inning. Benintendi's on, all right? Goes too early. Gets picked off. Out. 11th inning. Andujar doubled off on Hicks's liner to second. Out. And this was the most comical. In the 12th inning, by far the most egregious, all important. But in terms of, like, the unprofessional meter, this tops it. So Trevino gets caught off second on IKF's comebacker. Out. And then IKF tries to run, which is not a bad move, I guess, but you got to make it. Then he runs all the way. He gets thrown out at second. Come on, dude. It's the circus.
So what does this mean? That's the question.
It means that last night has to be rock bottom. Has to be.
Yes.
For the 2022. It cannot get worse than this.
Let's hope.
It can't.
Let's hope
it can't.
It's rock bottom.
It can't. Teague, last night was the equivalent of having five fumbles like the Jets or the Giants. I'm serious.
Hey, man, I've been there. I'm joking.
And us coming in on a Monday and saying, man, you know, Jones or Taylor or Zach, you know, four picks. Three fumbles, seven turnovers, or like the Knicks. Now, we don't care about the Nets. The Knicks giving up 171 points to whomever and not even showing a modicum of interest in playing defense. Like, I know you're going to lose. I know you're going to make errors. I know baseball's hard. I mean, it swallowed me up. But to have the ghost runner erased three straight innings is just utterly unacceptable.
So that forces us to ask this question, BT, and that is Aaron Boone, who I heard after the game. Oh, I heard this morning because I didn't stay up to listen to his post game after the game, but I heard it this morning. Aaron Boone talking about all of these mistakes and the nature and what he's looking at it, how he's looking at it, and the fact that they're still in first place and all of their dreams and, you know, aspirations.
He didn't say that. Please tell me he didn't use the word dreams.
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
All of their dreams. I'm putting it in my words because I'm flowering it up on purpose. All of their dreams and aspirations and World Series, you know, potential bursts. It's all in front of them. They'll figure this thing out. They'll get it right. We know we make mistakes, but we have to get it right. And I came away from that, BT, looking at Aaron Boone and saying, I don't know. I don't think he's the guy to emotionally lift this team. Because he's so laissez-faire. And again, this has worked for him in the past. Like I think it's one of the things that makes him a good manager for the Yankees is that he is very calm. No matter what's happening, whether Aaron Judge is hitting multiple home runs and they're winning by 8, or they're in a slump like they currently are, 9 of 16 over the last 25, he has the same demeanor. And it's a calmness. And I think some people appreciate that. But when you've been as bad as they have been, when you make the mistakes that they have continually made over these last, whatever it is, at 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
That's more than that.
You're right.
It's basically encompassing almost 30 games.
That's right. When you've had the same lack of accountability, the last thing I think that works is we'll figure it out. Right? When in my mind, when things start to go awry, it takes a little bit of a push. It takes like a little bit of injection of energy, an injection of accountability. I mean, hell, just get pissed off, right? For lack of a better description of this. It takes a little bit, not a ton. You don't have to scream and yell and do everything else and, you know, threaten the bench guys. I'm sending you down to AAA. You don't have to do all of that. But it takes a little bit of something. Like that the laissez-faire way in which he manages works. But right now, I feel like it's clearly not. So is he the guy to pull them out of this rock bottom situation? I question that right now, BT. I really, really do.
It's fair. It's fair. I don't know how. Listen, and you want to navigate a baseball season in a fair manner, okay? It is a long grind. And I don't care how good you are, you're going to look bad on occasion. And there's going to be occasions where you look bad for, you know, 2, 3, 4 games in a row, or maybe even 2 or 3 weeks, or I don't care how good you are. I mean, the Padres, they just got Soto. They won the first game.
Yeah.
They finally won last night.
That's right.
Like, so a baseball's hard. But I got to know. I've been watching Massapequa, which is a great story. I think they're playing Friday again, right? Toms River, Fairfield tonight. I've been watching a lot of the little, as I usually do, but more so because my little guy's 7 and he's playing. And he's watching it with me. Take these kids know what to do on the bases better. Like, their coaches are almost more aggressive, not in a belligerent, bad way,
yeah,
where you'd call child protective services, but, like, they hold these kids more accountable than Aaron Boone does. I got to tell you, when here's one thing about this city. We want to know when our teams, I don't care if it's the Yanks or the Mets, the Jets, the Giants, the Knicks, the Nets, all the hockey teams, St. John's, Seton Hall, Rutgers, the Liberty, if you care about that, it doesn't matter. When our teams don't play well, right, we want to know, we want to see that it's bothering you.
Mm.
And as a fan.
That's right.
All right?
That's
and the,
right.
The worst optic is to see Aaron Boone sit there and do nothing. Now, I know this is 2022, and the days of firing up a Marlboro in the dugout, long gone. I got that. Not Jim Leland, not Keith. By the way, how about Hernandez strengthening last night?
Great.
Saying, I'm not doing Phillies games. Get back in your home, Philly.
I don't like calling games in Philly.
They stink. They can't make plays, right? But so I understand that there's a different level of comportment from managers to players. The disparity in finances kind of changes that equation. But I mean, if there's ever a night to flip over a buffet table, last night's tonight.
Well, and I think the reason you
How
do that.
How do you not do that?
Well, it's the reason.
We'll be fine.
The reason
we'll
you do it, though,
grinding.
Is because the cliche in sports, and it's, I've heard it forever. I've said it forever. I think everyone believes it. It's actually true. You take on the personality of your skip, of your head coach, the guy who is in charge of setting the tone. And if you start to believe as a player that you're all right and that it's going to be all right when it clearly is not all right, you have no chance of finding that peak again. And the Yankees were at a peak. And it's easy to look at it now and say, yeah, but they're still in first place in the division. They still got a 9.5 game lead over the second place team in the American League East. They're still on track to make the postseason. They'll be fine. And you know what? They probably will be. But are they going to be fine and be great?
Well, they're not going to be World Series fine.
Are they going to be fine and just there?
Well, if they're fine and just there, then they're not the New York Yankees.
That's
because
right.
That's not what we expect.
That's
and that's
exactly
not
right.
To sound arrogant,
that's
but
exactly
that's
right.
The standard that they've established for themselves.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that is, I say that with reference, with respect. The Yankees are about championships. I get that. It's been a while. I get that as well.
You think anybody?
But last night was disgraceful.
Do you think anybody's screaming in the locker room?
No.
You think anybody's, you know, I remember these days when we'd have bad outings or whatever. Jesse Armstead would come in and just rip it. He's just ripping. He's not even talking to anybody. He's just mad, right? Mike Barrow was the same way. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? All these things. Like, and it wasn't really doing anything, but it was at least making it important.
Yes.
And I just get this feeling that the Yankees have this complacency, this like laissez-faire nature to themselves when they're playing bad.
Yep.
And I just want to see it matter.
Judge isn't doing it.
Yes.
DJ's not doing it. IKF's not doing it. Benintendi's too new. Stanton's hurt. I could see actually Stanton, if he's healthy, I could see him walking around being like, guys, a couple expletives, let's get our heads out of him. Like, I could see that. Hicks, I don't even think he cares at this point. The pitchers, you know, that's really not your role. Gleyber Torres doesn't say a word. No. I could see Rizzo doing it in a bit of a professional manner, which you want.
Yeah, but he's on the shelf right now with the back injury.
I think if Donaldson was playing better, I think that he would be the guy.
And hadn't been here for just a cup of coffee.
Correct. And he's playing better, but I still don't know if he feels that inner freedom to do that. So my answer is no. 10-12 here on the Fan, Tiki, and Tierney Show inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. That was just, that was reprehensibly bad. Town Fair always gets you the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I promise you. Like, if the Yankees were playing crisp, fundamental, efficient baseball, we wouldn't be ranting a raven this way.
No, you're right.
But
we'd be talking about how good the Mets are.
Yeah. And by the way, we're burying the lead. The guy that they really wanted, Castillo over Montas, shut you down again.
Again.
But you had four cracks at four relievers. It's not like it was a nine-inning game and one of the really good righties in baseball shut you down. Five Mariners pitched last night. 0-for-10 runners in scoring position. 13 innings, three hits. That is pathetic. Well, this should be optimistic today, Tiki. Let's go to Rich.
We are.
Rich, no, we're just being real. We're being we're telling you what's going on, and it is impossible to dispute. You
can
try. What's up, Rich?
How are you today, guys?
We are good.
How are you?
I guess we're not actually good. We're actually upset, but you know, other than that, we're pretty good. What's up, Richard?
Well, I got three things, so hopefully you'll hear. I'm going to throw all three things out.
Go ahead, bring it, Rich. What do you got, pal? Go ahead, buddy.
Number one, Benintendi should be hitting second. Number two.
Don't really disagree.
I think this offseason, since he's built up his trade value, Torres has got to go. I'm tired of him.
Don't disagree.
And number three, if they don't get me to the World Series, I'm not saying they've got to win it, but if I don't get to the World Series, Boone and Cashman have got to go. I am so tired of Boone standing there like a puppet, like he's not even watching the same game we are. It's like it's so ridiculous. And Cashman, you've traded a lot of our prospects, and maybe prospects are suspects, but at the same time, you've gotten me nothing. That's what I got to say.
Listen, I think most of your points are valid. Benintendi started hitting out as a Yankee.
Yep.
Put him in a two spot, fine. Gleyber Torres, you want to move him in the offseason, fine. Aaron Boone's going nowhere. I mean, he signed a multi-year extension.
That's right.
He is not going to get fired.
And by the way, he's had success. He's done what he's supposed to do in the regular season. It's the postseason where he's fallen short.
And also, Cashman has not given him a great roster to win a World Series. We've got to be fair to Aaron Boone. But, like, the only time I see, and it's entertaining, and I actually love it because I'm like, I finally see some life. The only time Aaron Boone gets worked up is when he's charging the umpire complaining about balls and strikes.
Yeah, to Aaron Judge, most specifically.
Usually, but he'll get the other guys back, but usually Judge. Yeah. But how about lighting up a teammate or one of your guys, or at least, like, an icy stare.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
You know, this is a point of comparison. So I was up at my buddy Mike's house last night. I was watching the Mets game because the Yankees were so late. So the Mets got delayed, but we were up there hanging out. My brother's in town. My half-brother, Jonathan's in town. So we go up there. We're watching the Mets game. And as everything is going on, Lindor doing what he's doing. You know, McNeil gets a home run for the first time
off a lefty. Yeah,
off a lefty.
In a couple of years.
So we're watching. We're just watching this game, and we're like, man, Buck has done such a like every other talking point. was, man, Buck has been amazing with this. Buck is done. We never talk about what Aaron Boone has done.
It's an interesting observation.
As you watch a Yankees game, it's like you sit and wait for
Aaron, what does Aaron Judge do?
Aaron Judge to come up and do something.
That's right.
Judge is going to save us now. All right, because he's his third time through with Luis Castillo. Something's going to happen right here. Let's wait for Judge. We're never talking about the asset that Aaron Boone should be for a very good club. And you see that on the other side. We see that in Queens, right? But we don't talk about that with Aaron Boone. And it just now, as we're fleshing this out,
point.
Right? It just makes you think,
you're right.
Well, what asset is he?
Other what a contrast
being,
to Buck.
Other than being calm and being, you know,
stable. Yep.
And, you know, sometimes putting out good lineups, right? What's the asset? And that's criticism that he hasn't had to deal with this season, particularly because they've been 30 games over 500 for most of the season. But it's coming to roost right now.
And it has, even before this year. Listen, most Yankee fans didn't want Boone back. I thought that was unfair because I always targeted Brian Cashman as the person delivering the players. But, yeah, I mean, the duo together, they haven't done anything for a while. That's indisputable. Let's get Jeremy's up in the Bronx. What's happening, Jeremy? How are you today or this morning?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
doing
up?
Well, how are you two?
All's good, Jeremy.
I just wanted to say, so we brought in Benintendi to help out the offense, but in my opinion, since he's been here, he hasn't really shook in anything up. I mean, if anything, we're going down.
He's the least of their problems, Jeremy. You can fixate on five or six other things. The bullpen, IKF at shortstop, Hicks is a disaster, Rizzo's back, Stanton's foot. I hear you. Benintendi started real slow. He is a professional hitter. He's starting to get his flow. Not worried about Benintendi at all. I'm not.
Okay, I mean, so question for you.
Yeah.
We give up Gallo. We're all going crazy for Gallo. You know what I'm saying? I know we gave him way more time. At what point do you have to pump the brakes on Benintendi and say,
No, not anytime, Jeremy.
Not
he's been here for 2 weeks.
Wait a minute. Yeah, hold on. I don't say this. I really don't say this like a jerk, but it might sound this way. Have you been watching the Yankees the last couple of games?
I have been. I
Benintendi
know what
starting
saying.
To hit.
Yeah.
Did you see the diving play he made in left field last night on a sinking
line? Absolutely
liner?
Amazing.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing, and I love it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe I just had a soft spot for Joey. So you know what I'm saying? So for me, look at Gallo.
Yeah.
I mean, Benintendi, I'm like, oh, man, he's kind of doing the same thing.
He's not, He's not.
Yeah.
I'm going to respectfully disagree on that.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're a Gallo fan, that's fine, and quite frankly, that's on you. But no, Benintendi's value.
Sorry for your fandom.
Sorry, you got to return the Joey Gallo shirt if there was even one ever made. But I don't know, man. And something else that's really starting to bother me, and like these IKF apologists, stop. I mean, I won't bore you. It's there if you want. I did a 30-minute deep dive, defensive dive last night on the metrics of all shortstops. And it ain't pretty in terms of range, in terms of the boots. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's got no home runs. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I mean, he can't even drive the ball into the outfield when he needs a ribby.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what. Now, as I look at this Yankees team, and again, you want to maintain an ounce of measurement and perspective because it's a long race. And the 2000 Yankees stumbled down the chute. They won the World Series. They beat the Mets. It can happen. Theoretically, it can happen again. But the lack of energy right now for this team, I got to tell you, I'm calling up Peraza. And I don't want to hear, and I love Sweeney Murdy, love him. But he put out a tweet yesterday, oh, IKF's fine. No, he's not fine. He's not fine.
But, you know, why does Sweeney say that? Why?
I don't know.
You know why?
It's just his opinion.
You know,
I disagree.
You know why? Because Aaron Boone says that. Because Aaron Boone.
But I don't think Sweeney's a mouthpiece for Boone.
But
I'm definitely not implying that.
But
I just disagree with this assertion. I don't like IKF anymore.
But that's
anymore.
My point. Aaron Boone says everything is all right. Everything is always all right. Joey Gallo. Oh, you know, he's just getting unlucky because they have the shift against him. There's a guy sitting in short right field. Those would be hits. He hit the ball hard. All right. Do something else. Stop being an apologist for mediocrity. That becomes the problem for me when I think about what Aaron Boone's impact is that you allow these guys to think that they're okay. And maybe publicly he's saying something different, but privately he's saying something different. But publicly, that's what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets regurgitated. That's what what gets posted in the New York Post. That's what gets talked about
websites,
on podcasts,
Twitter, this websites, show, every
our show.
Yep.
Like when you make it feel all right, when it clearly isn't, guys get lazy and they think they're okay. And I tell you, as an athlete, the one thing you want to be told is it's not okay. Force you to change, right? Don't just say it's going to change because you historically have done this over. Force yourself to change. That's the only way to get better. And right now, I don't think Aaron Boone is forcing these guys to get better.
It's an outstanding point. Outstanding point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.